case number 11,056.
Even though it's older.
About with the trailer, and did state that he would put the skirting around. He had some people going to come in and help him to paint it, fix it up.
Can we stipulate as for as long as the applicant occupies the home?
Yeah, you can make any. I don't know, Ash. I think you
I
can.
I don't believe that you can make a stipulation as to his residency, because this is something that's as to the real property.
Okay.
So yeah, this isn't one that's under a medical hardship where you
right.
had that come up. This is actually, you know, use of the property.
So, but we can stipulate if it's painted.
No, I don't think you can make it personal to him.
Right. Okay.
All right. I know. What he's
but being requiring that it be painted and skirting and all that, we could make a stipulation.
Well, we wouldn't be able to give a certificate of compliance without it having a skirting or some type of.
Coverage.
Anyway, but the painting, we don't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that we'd have any jurisdiction over painting, but I do recall that he said that he was, once he removed the other one, I think his testimony was he's going to be moving the new one to the location approximate to where the existing one is. And I presume at that time then he would do the skirting. And he testified he was going to do that and paint it, so.
Yeah, because he has to have that anyway.
Yeah. Well, he's got to have the skirting.
The age limit doesn't come into play here because it's not in a mobile home park.
Well, it does. It has to be the same year or newer, and it is newer.
Okay.
The one, it's a 1969 that exists now per the property card. And I think he testified, and I would not know until he obtains a placement permit. I believe he said it was a 74.
74, what did he say? I wrote that down.
I believe he said it was a 1964 that's existing and a 1979
that's
or 1980 that is the newer one.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, per the property card, they have 1969 is the year of the home, but.
The new one's 1979 or 1980.
Okay.
The one was 64, so.
Either way, it's still newer.
No, it's newer.
So it is newer, yep. Okay. If there's no further discussion, and everyone's comfortable, Chair will read the vote. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that if you know, the existing mobile homes removed from the property, this one's placed in the same footprint, and it falls under the requirements of all governing bodies as far as skirting and whatnot. And if it's painted, that it won't have a substantial effect adversely on the uses of neighboring adjacent properties. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11,056 with that one stipulation.
And I second to that motion.
And before we get to that, just to be clear, Mr. Mills, your motion is to approve it because you believe that if it meets those conditions, it will not substantially adversely affect the uses of neighboring adjacent properties.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Second.
A motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,056 with stipulations. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickers?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated by Mr. Mills. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,056 is approved at this time.